No, it's pretty dry over
Okay. The Zechanishmas can be so pit for Zechanishmas that the other shade of us is Shofalak. The Zechanishmas, my grandmother, Mrs. Esther Cohen, Esther Bas Rabar. Hello. When we're in cheer now, I'll have to call you back. Okay, the Torah says, Veskanana Lashem Ba'isahi Lemor. So Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go with Eretz Yisrael. And there's a famous chazal in the Medrash Rabbah on page 9. Minayin she'ispa'al Moshe ba'osu perek 515 tefillos. Gematria Veskanan Hachihavi. Eskan is 515 tefillos. Wow. Now, 515 tefillos, and there's so much said about. There's even a sefer, I don't know if I'm going to quote it today, the Megala Amukos, one of the Mekubalim, wrote a sefer on Chumash, but then he wrote a separate sefer on Veskanan, just on Parshas Veskanan. The whole sefer, Reish Nun Bei Zofanim, the Parshas Veskanan. So I don't know if we're going to quote that sefer. I've quoted in the past, but so Veskanan, a tremendous thing. So Veskanan, 515. But the Mefarshim are going to tell us that there's something unique about this 515th tefillah that we don't have by all the 514 previous tefillahs. So we'll have to see what it is. So if you take a look. Take a look in the Panim Yothos page. Can go over to page 11. Well, Balaflo. Here. So he says like this. As Chanan and Hashem may say, he made more page 11. Here's the first page. Moimor. Der Shom Chazal. Amispalel Sarach Sheyomim. B'tchila Hashem Sosai Tiftach. And the person davens, he has to start off saying Hashem Sosai Tiftach. B'nyonu ki atfila hi ki ilu omeid b'heichal ha-melech v'vakish ben ha-melech. You're davening to Hashem. B'nyachshav ha-adam ki amita Hashem is g'dolos ha-borish v'izu b'tzor v'od. So we start off Hashem Sosai Tiftach. And he says, meaning we're praying to Hashem to be able to daven. Hashem Sosai Tiftach. That's not the davening itself. We're davening to be able to daven. We're davening so we should be able to daven. And says the Panim Yafos, Zeresh Omer is Chana Shabbat Chiba, Shad Yanein Yachem. Because there's something about he says Zer, look on page 11 in the second paragraph. Zer Omar Bayat Term Yikrahu Bani Ene. So Tzorf Ezime as Hashem Yos Atfilish Kur B'Fif. In other words, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, look at the first paragraph. Because so a person, if he really thinks about it, he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he can be trembling. So he needs something, Hashem. Don't let the trembling stunt my tefillah. Give me the ability to daven. And that's what the third paragraph it says. Zeh she'omer orei medabrim neishma came a tefillah who shkura be'ez abori v'adei tefillosi v'tabel kmo she'omer Rabbi Chanina. Im shkura tefillosi b'fi yadua ani shehu mekum. Whereas if it flows, if the tefillah flows, then I know it's going to be makuba. But if I'm tittering, tremendous fear, then there's a problem. So therefore, we daven to Hashem, Hashem's pasak tiftach, that we should be able to daven, that the tefillah should be shkur of a fifth. And that's what it says, as chanan al Hashem, ve'isei lebor, she'aneni Hashem she'tei shkur of b'fi lebor. Because give me the ability to labor, to speak to you. If as chanan Hashem is ki'ilu Hashem's pasak tiftach, fi'a giti l'sef. Oh, so that's what the Parim Yafos says. And he says the same thing on page 12. He says, "Vikashtem misham es Hashem lokecha b'tzosu tkiyu shem kol v'alfa." B'chiv omer vikashtem, v'chaka kiyu sidu shem. What does it mean, vikashtem? To request. Kiyu shem is also to request. So what's the two lashonos? Vikashtem misham es Hashem lokecha and kiyu sidu shem. So bikashtem is the bikush to be able to speak. And keep zidushenu is the actual tefillah. So bikashtem is the Hashem sasai tiftach. And ki zidushenu is the actual tefillah. And that's the part of Yafos is there. Oh, so the Chasam Sofer, it's a Talmud of the Parim Yafos of the Hafla. So he asked the following question. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times. This is the 515th tefillah. So why is this the first time that he's saying Hashem Sosai Tiftach? This is the only time he's saying Veschan Hashem basically more, which the Hafla explains. It means I'm davening to be able to daven. And what about the first 514 times? You didn't have to daven? What was unique about this tefillah? That's what the Chasam Sofer asks. So on page 16, the Chasam Sofer says, the Eschar and Hashem, page 16. Basically, more page, more you have a flaw. That's the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tefillah itself, the Shevach Bakasha. But before that, it's that's Chanan Hashem is the Hashem Sosai Tiftach. I'm davening to have an Amira, to have a Lamer. The Kasha, my time raise a heat with tefillah zu, shu tof kuf tezva, v'lo b'shari tefillahs. So what's the answer? So the Chasam Sofer says the following. So let's see what the Chasam Sofer answers to this question. So he says like this. He says, you know, it was you, page 16 on the left side, in the middle of the page, the last two words on the line, Ach Ato. Ach Ato, the last two words on page 16, in the middle of the line on the left side. Ach Ato says, this is the first time that he's davening in close to Eretz Yisrael. Ach Ato behagiyag l'gvul Eretz Yisrael. Ramu Chazal, chal minayu t'trei minon. Okay, here gets or nifla v'kdusha tzuma mashalu. Here gets afil b'shamayim. Ki karka eris yisrael kudushosa tzuma yoser b'shamayim sha'al chutz laretz. That the karka of Eretz Yisrael has more kedusha than shamayim above chutz laretz. Okay, tefila zu she had tof kuf tezvav misra tefilosef achi harishon shebe Eretz Yisrael. Because even though we know Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get into Eretz Yisrael, but there were the Ayaros HaSmuchos, which have a shtickle din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not full Eretz Yisrael. So it's the first time he's in the Eretz Sichon V'Ol, right? But Esahi Rashi says it, Eretz Yichon V'Og. That's what he thought. But maybe if he already got into Eretz Yichon V'Og, then he's going to get into the rest of Eretz Israel. But he was Magish the Kedusha. Hutzrach Nispal Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Because since he was Magish the Kedusha, like he was shaking. Because he never had that exposure before. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why this is the first time he says Hashem Svasai Tiftach, which the Chaflo says, that's what it means, as Chanan al Shem, Ha'isa Yilin. So that's what he writes again on page 17. First he went in, he says, obviously this must not be Eretz Israel. Because or else I wouldn't have been allowed in. So he started to daven. Then when he started to daven, he was shivering because he was feeling the kedusha. So therefore, he had to stay Hashem Svasai Tiftach, and that is the shot in Veschanan Al Shem basically more. And that's how the Chasam Sofer explains it. And then the Chasam Sofer continues. Yeah, because
so,
his mouth was
right.
Yeah, and we know on page 13 in the pasuk Yishayahu Kikrov Vosach Shom Mazach Eretz, he says Hachivim Mikol Ma'alech on page 14 Yerosh Mishrosayich Adu Al Tachsof. So he says like this. He says here on page 20, second line on the right side. Israel also mitzvah mokom, ain mokom tsar be'eretz Israel. The eretz svi, the Gemara says, that it expands. So if you're also mitzvah shel mokom, everyone can fit in eretz Israel. Ki hu misrachim v'holech le'en shir. V'chek Yisrael adayin ma'atim, mikom mokom b'smal eretz Israel mehem. But if they're not on that madrega, then they have to worry about chayas asada, and Eretz Yisrael is not going to be big enough to fit everyone. So therefore, they have to expand Eretz Yisrael by conquering other land. As Rav Shecht always says in Rav Salvechik, but then that you can expand Eretz Yisrael is only adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. You can't, like Rosh Hashanah said, Ramam Salvechi, you can't just conquer Israel and then conquer Florida. And you know, in other words, and it'll be part of Eretz Israel. No, it's adjacent to Arotzas and Smufas. So that's what it's in Hachivi Mekom Olech. Hachim Enem Osi Mitzonu Kshokom Tzrichim Bichbosh Bedinos Acherish She Enem Eretz Israel Ador Shal. Ta'aval Gav Dechol Mashi Yichbashu Yeshlo Din Eretz Israel Chol HaMitzvos Hanogi Ma'aretz. Eretz Yisrael is Shara Shemayim, so the tefillos go straight. Eretz Yisrael is Din B'Shamayim Mimal. Because Eretz Israel has Kedusha, and it's also the Shara Shemayim. But even if the Arotzas HaSmufas, that after you conquer Eretz Israel, you could expand Eretz Israel, but it's not going to have the din of a Shemayim Mimal. It's not going to have that special Makom Tefillah. And that's what the Man Yirbu Yimechem Al Adoma, Kimei HaShemayim Al Arts. That when you Eretz Israel proper, then Shemayim is like the Arts. Because it's Shara Shemayim, Eretz Yisrael proper. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's not even Chayim in Mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz. But in Arotzas HaSmuchos, it's Chayim in Mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz, but it doesn't have the din to Kimei HaShemayim La'aretz. It's not Shara Shemayim. It's not Shara Shemayim. And that's what was going on over here. Moshe Rabbeinu davening. And Rashi says, he got in, he thought that You know, and that he wasn't, you know, he was in Israel, but he said that how could it can't be Israel? I wouldn't have gone in. So, but he felt the Kedusha, and therefore he had to say Hashem's sanctif to him. That's the idea here. That Moshe Rabbeinu got in partially, close enough to feel that Kiddush. So that's the idea, that a person has to, the of salvation always says, tefillah needs a matir. You know, you can't just approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is saying that's a little bit different than the matir, but tefila needs, the Gemara says, shkura b'fiv. You have to be comfortable with the davening. And if you see the davening is going well, it's shkura b'fiv, you know that it's you'll be answered. But if it's not shkura b'fiv, then not, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. Because the first 514 tefilas, first 514 tefillas was fine because it wasn't near Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't have that pachad. He didn't have to meshkur b'fiv. He didn't have to. But now he felt the kedusha. He was in Eretz Yisrael. But Yerotz Hasmufas. That's what Rashi says. Ba'isahi la'achar shekavashti Eretz Sichon v'Og. Page 2. He misa shemuhuter haneder. He says he was in Eretz Sichon. So Eretz Sichon v'Og. Of the Ayaras Muchos Eretz Israel that were Nichmash after and had the din of Kedushas Eretz Israel, but the Chasam Sofer says that's only for the dinim of Eretz Israel, but not for the din of Kimei Shemat to be Shar Shemayim. And now for Moshe Rabbeinu, for the first time, he's feeling that Kedusha is trembling. I think the one of the Ravar Teilbaum, I think, quotes maybe one of the Sfarim, Shevet Mehuda maybe. That omdos hayu ragleilu b'sharayich Yushalayim is a similar idea. That when you go next to Yushalayim, you feel the kedushas Yushalayim, you freeze. Omdos hayu ragleilu b'sharayich Yushalayim, because you feel that kedusha. So the same thing, Moshe Rabbeinu is in Chutz La'aretz, and he's a shtickle in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Eretz Yichal Lo'ok. But. And then he has a special tefillah that he didn't have in the first 514. Hashem Svasai Tiftah. And that's Vaschanan Hashem. Why Vaschanan? Just to give me the ability to speak to you. Later. And then the actual text of the tefillah is Hashem Elokim Atachi Los Ol Haros Es Abdecha. That's Divrei Shevach. As Gavucha Ziyahal Hashah. And Ebra Naz Bakasha, etc. And that's the episode of, we titled this packet, it's Chanel Shem basically more, we saw this betfila of Kudushas Eretz Yisrael. Betfila needs Shkur B'fiv, and Eretz Yisrael Shar Shemayim, but only Eretz Yisrael proper Shar Shemayim. That, it was even though you could expand Eretz Yisrael, and, but you can't expand the Shar Shemayim. Shar Shemayim is only Eretz Yisrael proper, but not even the Aratzos Vesmuchos, Eretz Yisrael. Even though they'll still be able to have the dinim of Trumas and Mises and things like that, but it won't be considered, won't be Shah Shemayim. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. And that's the Pshat, L'man Yirgu Yimechim B'Yimechim B'Yimechim, Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz, that the real Zchus of Arifas Yomim is in Eretz Yisrael proper, where it's Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz, where the Shemayim and Aretz have that connection. But the Chutz La'aretz, even Shemayim doesn't have the level of Aretz. Okay, Rabosai, so this is the idea of the tefillos, the importance of tefillos, the importance of tefillos Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Bez Hashem, we should always realize, we're speaking, I remember once Rav Shmuel Scheinberg, talking about him yesterday, was speaking about tefillah, the importance of tefillah. He was speaking once that no tefillah, and this is I think Rabbi Tuchman pointed out that the Magen has this, that no tefillah goes to waste. Because every tefillah, even if it's not answered, it's going to be put away, and one day that tefillah will be tapped into, even though it's not going to be answered now. So we should always...
They said that by Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu.
I remember, Rav Harari came to the yeshiva after Shmuel Steinberg already left the yeshiva. But Rabbi Yagid invited him to speak once in Mishmar. So I said to Rabbi Harari, you have to stay. You never heard of Scheinberg. And Rav Ernstreich, the Talmud of Scheinberg. So you never heard of Scheinberg. And he stayed, Rav Harari, and that was what he spoke about. Correct, Rav Harari?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I don't remember. If you say that's what I remember hearing him, but I don't exactly what he said. I'll take your word for it.
Okay. That was many years ago. How many years ago was that, Rav Harari?
Probably 88, 80, 90 maybe.
90, yeah, it was like a good 30 some years ago. That's where he already left the yeshiva at that point. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining this man, this Kaitz man. It was very nice, especially Yashkar to Rabbi Ernstreich, Mishalayim Mirakodesh, joining. I hope he continues to join us. Bez Hashem, we were big cover to have him with us and everyone else. And Rav Kulik is in Yerushalayim. He's going to come back, hopefully, he can join us some way. And Aaron Levin, and we have Avram Keter. At least I'm not alone in the room. At least I have one person here in the room with me also at this point. And everyone else long distance. But okay, Bez Hashem, we should all have a good rest of the summer, and it's not too long. And we'll have a shiur next week sometime. We'll announce it when we'll have a chumash shiur and Parshas Ekev, Bez Hashem. And sometime next week we'll try to let everyone know.
I think those who made Aliyah will be very happy with your drasha today.
What?
Those who are listening, Eretz Yisrael made Aliyah will be very happy with your Dvar Torah today.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay, call to have a good Shabbos to everybody.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Shakaya for Simon. Shakaya.
Shakaya for everything.
Oh, it's an interesting word.